This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 5th of March, 1963. The title of this lecture is R2 and R3 Urgent Data. This tape is 67 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, here we are on the 5th of March, AD 13. And how are all you today? We have a lecture here, St. Hill's Special Briefing Course. And we have a bit of news. I was talking to the Z unit today. I mean, part of the Z unit has been relegated to the W unit to learn how to do a Z unit, you know. And I was talking to the Z unit today, and they didn't really think that, you know, you could get clear the part that was relegated to the W, feeling good because they hadn't had any auditing, you know, that kind of an approach, that sort of nonsense. Anyway, the people in V unit, of course, are the ones that are getting clear. And I suppose that's as it should be. The ones that are supposed to get clear, you see, are in Z unit, so the ones in V unit get clear. It's this type of dispersal that makes this universe interesting. And out of the full Z unit, 7 have had goals found, 6 with no goals found. 5 of these last are on W unit at present. And 3 goals have come out of the V unit. That's very, very recent figures, and that, of course, refers to just the last few weeks, I'm sure. Now, some, of course, have come in here with their goals found, but doubtful and not checked out. So we're doing all right, And I had an interesting remark from Sydney, which is trying to slide these days into Sydney Harbor. And I had an interesting remark from there that the two auditors who were keeping their head above water and keeping things going and doing very well were, of course, two auditors who had had their goals found. So it makes a considerable difference to a person to have had his goals found. And that, of course, tells you why the 5 auditors are from Z unit, ought to be in Z unit, getting clear, who haven't had their goals found, are in W unit at present. The gist of this is it's awfully easy to get clear these days. All you got to do is know how to audit. That's the only thing you have to know how to do. And the better you can audit, the more probable is you'll have your goal found. And that's for sure. Now, I have been taking a very, very good look at the GPM. And I've been taking a very, very good look at items. I've been taking a very good look at these various things. And I have a considerable reality on what the GPM looks like and what the GPM is all about. And there are a lot of things to know about the GPM, but one of the things to know about it is that you can handle it. And the other thing to know about it is that it's built with tremendous mathematical precision, the darndest mathematical precision you ever wanted to have anything to do with. But because it is built exactly as a thetan would not as is, you understand this, because it is built as a thetan would not as is, therefore it's impossible to confront. That is to say, the thetan never has confronted it, and therefore you're busy flinching. But I don't think you are flinching. And as I told another unit today, it's thetan has trouble confronting it, and it's an awfully good thing that I'm not a thetan. I think that's very fortunate. That's a joke. There's a person there in the front row that didn't think that was a joke. They wondered, well, what is he then? Well, I'm me. Now, you understand that if there's a certain frequency of things that a Thetan wouldn't naturally see, then he'd pack one of these things along and it'd just add to and add to and add to. He runs along on a different set of values. I'll give you an idea of the way one of the things happen. This is how one of the things happen. One of the things that happen. He gets an idea that total meditation and attacking nothing will get him through. Well, that's an interesting idea. So, you realize that he is opposing things. See, he can't win. He develops this terrific philosophy, you see. This knocks his brains out, you know. Walks all over the Himalayas, climbs Mount Everest with one fingernail, and does all this kind of thing. Sits there and regards his navel and makes himself a petty officer. And the whole thing then boils down to the fact that his super meditation, his super peacefulness, his super superness has all added up to the fact that he is opposing things. That's quite interesting, isn't it? Well, it takes that type of philosophy in order to back up one of these banks and so forth. So somebody is agreed that he will get through the universe if he opposes nothing, and therefore he is opposing things. Well, I think that's marvelous. Because, of course, what is he doing? He's stacking himself up a beautiful GPM. He won't oppose anything. He's drawing back from them, isn't he? Well, he's still going to have an outflow. He's still going to oppose things. He's still going to get opposed. He's still going to get into groupers. He's still going to get things messed up most gorgeously. So everything he's tried to think of as a solution to the goals problem mass has added to more GPM. And it all comes down to the original postulate any cure eventually has to be cured. And the GPM's solutions were, of course, the compounded cures of how you get along for life. See, the cures of the problems of life became the problems of the GPM. It's very funny, you find some fellow he can't drink. He can't drink. One of the reasons he can't drink is because it develops a terrific backache. Every time he takes a drink, he has a backache. All right, what's this? Well, this is a GPM action, of course. But we're speaking about drink, all right? He can't drink because drink gives him a backache. Obviously, at one time or another, then, drink was the cure for backache. But now, taking a drink gives one a backache. That's interesting, isn't it? So all solutions result in new problems. And the composite of this little axiom all by itself becomes the GPM. And the only odd part of it is the frequency is so constant and the difficulties are so constant. But then all Thetans here at this time, in this place, must have something in common or they wouldn't be in this time stream. And the thing they have in common is the composition of the bank and the first 10 axioms. They have these desperately in common, actually have all 55 in common, 56. But that set of axioms, going full out, based on particularly axiom 1 and 2 and 3, given those and recognizing that all a solution ever does is develop new problems, and you get, of course, the GPM. And because people of this same size and stature and length of time on the track are here, why, you get the same order of frequency. So they've never confronted these problems, they've never confronted these oppositions, and they've developed a certain series of agreements about these oppositions at various times and places, which winds up in the goals problem mass. and it winds up with remarkable similarity. I think consider it's quite wonderful. Take the 25 rule. Go 25 beyond your last RRRS. The other day we tried to break that rule. We said, well, look, we're getting into the second GPM, beginning of the third GPM. I mean, well, heavens, the PC is putting the RR on the list as item 3. Well, why not just pick these things up? See, it's the third item he puts on the list. Why not pick these up and we'll compromise by going only 12 beyond? We goofed and got some wrong items and things went backwards and went back and checked it over. And do you know that if the 25 rule had been insisted on and continued, every one of those goofs would have been spared? Isn't that interesting? In other words, the incomplete list would have been a complete list if the 25 rule had been obeyed. There was never 25 items between RRs on the continued list. When we continued a list, we never had 25 items to the next RR. You understand that? Although you can continue almost any list and get a new item. That's a peculiarity of routine 3. If you got a slight tick left on your source list or something, as you go back and inspect it, you already have found an item off the source list and used it. Well, you continue the list, which you already did, and you'll get a couple of new RRs or something like that, and then you'll get 25 to a blank. See, you've had 25, but then you're asking for a new item. You can always pick up a new item off of any old item that ticks. Well, now you didn't do this in routine 2. Now, routine 2 is the perimeter of the bank. This is the technology of the GPM's perimeter. Routine 2 handles the oddities and frequency of lock items, which are simply locked up on the actual central items of the GPM. You can relieve these and get away with it, which is quite interesting. In actual fact, routine 3M is easier to do than routine 212. Because there's one thing you can do with 3M that you cannot do with 212. There's a little difference in this. The frequency is different. You've always got to go 50 items beyond the last RR and RS. You remember last week I was telling you about this staff member down here, the staff member that said, well, they should be relegated to prep checking and their staff auditing because after all, they were in administrative positions, couldn't be expected to be professional auditors. Well, you remember I told you something about it. This is in confidence, of course. I wouldn't want them to hear about this. But said this, see, and I asked him just a couple of days ago. I said, now on that PC you're auditing, you found this RI and are completing the package and so forth in this routine too. Did you go 50 items beyond? And he said, well, not really. I guess so. I said, did you count them? Well, no. I just went a few beyond and so forth. Well, what do you know? They accidentally found the item. He hadn't counted them. He didn't think it was necessary to count the items. So you'd say that the difference between a professional auditor and somebody who was merely an administrative Scientologist, the basic difference is that the professional would count the number of items. And he wouldn't make any mistakes. And the fellow who wasn't, you see, he wouldn't count the items, you see. Actually, I don't know how. Look, there are just certain targets to be attacked. You see, here you got a bank perimeter. You got this big bank perimeter, one kind or another. And then you got the core of the bank. And here's the core of the bank, and it obeys very precise laws. In auditing them, you'll never find any variation in these laws if you do it right. See? And if you do it right, simply means it's just following the rules. All right. Here's this core. And then it's got a lot of lock items around on the outside of this thing. And in routine 2, you hit the lock items of the first GPM, inevitably. That's what they are. They're lock items, and that gives you an RS. When you hit the core, it gives you a rocket read. Sometimes you can get a broken-backed rocket read where it goes, psh, psh. Well, it's a rocket read which at the drop of an eyelash would turn into an RS. And you actually can drill some RSs and cause them to turn into RRs. Well, that's an item that's out here that is a core item, but is out on the edge of the fringe. That's perfectly all right. Do that. It's still a rocket reading item. But it shows up as an RS, and then you put in the big midroots on it, and what have you got? You've got a rocket reading item. Well, about halfway between these two things, you get a broken-backed rocket read. And it goes, psh-psh, and it goes halfway. It doesn't know whether to slam a rocket read, actually. You sometimes get a half slam. Somebody out in Los Angeles thought that if a first slash of a rock slam up went psh, up like that, then that was an upturn. And if the first and if the rocket read went down psh, like that, then well, that was a terminal. Unfortunately, it's more difficult than that, and also unfortunately, there are no up flashing rocket reeds. All rocket reeds are in the direction of fall. They always go to the right. And if anything starts up psh, suddenly like that, it's just the first slash of an RS, and you drill it a little bit, and it'll either disappear or become a real RS. I wish there was something that did that, but unfortunately a terminal and an upturn look quite alike. Anyway, go back on this other thing. You always have 50 items beyond. Well, why is that? Well, you're not in this fundamental in action. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something that's quite important to you. Routine 2 has something about it that is very, very dynamite-y. If you take a source list or actually an RI list and you pull an item, it's less an RI list, but it's certainly a source list, and you pull an item out of that and you use it, and then you decide that you didn't get anything off of that or it was wrong, maybe it was wrong. Maybe it wasn't the last item. Maybe the list wasn't complete. But you've pulled that RS item off there, and you monkeyed with it a little bit, and you decide that isn't it, and then you continue that same list. You'll shut off the RS and RR of the PC, and if it's not untangled, you've left him for the next 200 trillion. You got it? Well, that's pretty horrible, isn't it? We learned that the hard way. We did it. I did it. And I traced it back to find out what this is. Oddly enough, there's something that goes along with this that we'll call the sad effect. The PC has been sad since. That is the sad effect. The sad effect actually comes from an overwhelmed ARC break. But this is, something is goofed. And the PC's had an R2, R3, ARC break, and then this has been overwhelmed. And the PC goes into sadness. But you can't find an RS on this PC. You can't find an RR. You can't find a goal. You can't find anything. You see? Nothing reads. Well, you go back and you look for a list on which something was picked off. And then the list was continued, neglecting the thing that was picked off. Now, we're not interested in whether it was neglected. We're not interested in whether it was continued or which of these things caused the RS and RR to turn off. We don't care whether it was the neglect of the item or the continuance of the list, you understand. You're liable to turn the RS and RR off of that PC, and nobody will be able to get an RS or RR on in that PC, and we've goofed. When I issued 212A, I had 212. 212 was almost perfect. I said you better continue those source lists so that they were complete, because we were getting such wild variations on the rules. And on every one of those source lists, where an item was grabbed prematurely, and the PC had it as an item, and something was done with the item, and then it was abandoned. And then the auditor went back and continued that list, as in 212A, to get a complete list. Some of those RSs and RRs diminished or shut off. Well, that's a very sad thing. 212A, as an improvement on 212, is a symptom. It is a symptom. It's a case of my old enemy Alexander. You've heard of him, Iskander the Great of the Two Horns. Chesty chap. Probably not a bad fellow. But he went out to India. And, of course, Western civilization, Western history doesn't realize he conquered India and settled it and gave it an administration that the Greek administration of India lasted. History's forgotten that. They like to tell you that, because they're downgrading such chaps, that he went out there and he got as far as he could go and turned around and came home. About all we know about this, because it's Asiatic and we have never been interested in Asiatic history, was that he said he had no more worlds to conquer. Well, even though he was an old enemy of mine, I'm afraid I have to quit him. So far as processing, as you have known it, is concerned, let's look at this symptom. We had 212. Listing rules out of 212A, patted up the listing rules just a little bit, found out it was always the last RS on a complete list, and so dispensed with nulling. But in actual fact, beside that discovery of the frequency of the list, and on a source list, it could be any place in the list, you understand, but on a POSE RI list, it's always the last RS. And we were at that point looking at no more worlds to conquer, as far as ordinary auditing is concerned. In other words, a fantastic thing has happened here. We had a more perfect process in 212 than in 212A. Isn't that interesting? I find it very interesting. I did a tremendous amount of research on 212. I knew about what 212 was all about. And just because I discovered the frequency of listing applied, the frequency of listing in the GPM, by the way, and then went by doing 212A and discovered the frequency of listing on the two routine two lists and applied it to the GPM and found out it was almost the same, but that there was a frequency of listing. Aside from that, being able to spot it, there wasn't even an improvement. There was a worsening. There's a time to come. There's a time when you are baking a cake, when you have finished adding ingredients. And you add one more cup of flour and one more pint of cloves and one more keg of whiskey, and it spoils the cake. See, there is a time to stop making a cake and start eating it. And I'm afraid that's now. Well, I'm always the first one to tell you when I've goofed. And I'm sure that's why that I'm a friend of yours and you're a friend of mine, because I wouldn't dare tell people who weren't my friends that I've goofed. You know, they make too much out of it. But the truth of the matter is that we were there. And we are there as far as that process is concerned. But because this process is actually harder to do, if it is hard to do at all, it actually should be relegated to cases you can't get on the road and to rock slammers, because it's too easy to do routine 3M. Right after that, because I had the data now on listing, I already had the data of the GPM, already had that pretty well kneaded up. I'd just been looking for the magic auditing commands, and I found the frequency of the bank, and that was it. We were there. Well, it suddenly got easier than routine two, don't you see? And there we were with a full clear. Now, You understand that a keyed out clear parks you on the near side of the bank, and that OT lies through the bank. This is a horrible thing to have to confront. When you've got a keyed out clear, you still, to make an OT, have to go all the way through the bank, and that's why we haven't made any OTs. You see that? So you can't afford a keyed out clear if you're going to send the guy all the way. Well, you're not going to. Actually, you don't want any keyed out clears because they don't last. Like the Democratic Party in the United States. Now, your keyed out clear still has, between himself and OT, the whole GPM. And he's not going to skirt it and go. Whenever he tries to do something that is an OT attribute and does it very much, that bank key's in and he's no longer a keyed out clear. He's a mess. He's not as bad off as he was before, but he simply no longer has a free needle. In other words, we still had, with clear, a barrier between clear and OT, and that barrier was the GPM. And the only answer to that is run the thing out. Well, if the frequency is better, as far as auditing is concerned, when I say frequency, it's how many items on the list and how sound and solid is it that you're going to find that the last RR on the list fires and all of this sort of thing. In other words, these positive points. And if there are less variations in 3M than there are in routine 2, and if you have to know less, what's the idea of taking the locks off the GPM if you can take away the GPM? All right. Now that means then that routine 2 should be relegated to a type of process or use for cases we can't get whizzing, can't find any goals on, can't do something with, or an out-and-out rock slammer who, of course, can't come anywhere near a session. You know, can't get an improvement in a session. But even an out-and-out rock slammer could probably be held in place long enough to find his goal, and that probably would change him, and finding his first few items would probably cure him from being a rock slammer. I just think it's more poetic to run routine 2 on a rock slammer. That's pure sadism. But anyway, the upshot of the situation is that routine 3 turns out to be easier than routine 2. But routine 2 is actually easy enough. But there was that bug in routine 2 that if you don't complete a package, and if you continue a list, which the item has already been found on, you're very likely going to shut off the RR or RS of the PC. You follow that? I'll give you an idea. Supposing one day we found a great big slamming item called mental science on the list 1, and then with enthusiasm we abandoned it and completed list 1 and took it on down, and pretty soon after a while we didn't have any more RSs, and we said the list was complete. We went back and looked for other RSs, and nothing was RSing, and the PC felt very sad. Well, that's a liability. That's a liability. It's only approximated in routine 3M by neglecting to find the PC's goal. If you neglect to find the PC's goal and go on and on and on and on and on down into a GPM, eventually he'll get so jammed up his tone arm will be up here at 5, way up to the top of the dial, way up here, somewhere up here, stuck, needle stuck. No more RRs, no RSs. How the hell are you going to find somebody's goal? Well, you already found his goal before you get him into this condition. It must be somewhere on your auditor's reports. It must be a rather recent thing to have done this to him. But you can. Oh, that's about the only way I know of that you could shut off an RS or an RR with routine 3M. It's just utterly neglect to find the PC's goal and drive him two-thirds of the way through a GPM with no goal found. That would louse him up, but good. Next thing you know, you haven't got any RS, no RR, nothing like that. Nothing fires on list, the old list. Everything is dead. The meter's totally flat. You get the mess you'd be in. But then, of course, that's such a wild violation of it that one had hardly looked for it. But it's easier to do this with routine two. With routine two, you can goof. There's another thing that'll happen with routine two, which gives it a liability, and it'd be less than honest to tell you there wasn't a liability. You can get the fellow's item. You know, you found an item on a list, and it was just a little item, and you've heard the third of a dial rule, and it was the only RS that could be found on the PC, and you posed it, and you came up with another little RS. It didn't bow. I didn't want anything to do with it, you know, just a bum RS. Skip it. Now you try to find goals on this poor sod.
Oh.
You will get the goal of the last terminal. That's the only goal you will get. Inevitably, you will get the goal of the last terminal. If the last terminal is the enlightened ones, you will get the goal to enlighten. If the last terminal you found with routine two, these are rock-slamming things, if the last terminal or sometimes op-term that you get that's slamming as an item, even a little tiny one, you've hung him, see? He's hung up in the bank at that point. And you'll get... I'll give you one out of a R3M action. Supposing it was success that you found, and you try to do a goal, and you only get the goal to succeed. You understand? You've limited the view of the goal. Let me put this over again so as not to confuse you. Routine two, we're talking about. Routine two. You've taken a source list. You found a little item on this source list that didn't amount to a hill of beans. And you opposed it, and then you heard that it had to be a third of a dial rock slam, so you left it. Now you try to find the PC's goal. I don't care how many other routine two lists you did. You try to find the PC's goal, and the last item in was the enlightened ones. You're going to get a goal on this PC that isn't the goal. It's not going to rocket read. It's not going to behave like a goal either, so don't worry about that. But the only thing that you can get to stay in and stick and mess up and it reads in any way whatsoever, looks promising, is this goal to enlighten. It might even fire once, or a rock slam or something. It's the only goal you can get to fire. You got an incomplete package. Well, I wouldn't worry too much about this when I was doing routine two, but if I don't readily find a goal on a PC on whom routine two has been run, I look for the package that wasn't carried around to four RIs, because I couldn't find the goal. I don't borrow trouble, ever. I couldn't find the goal. I'd look back for some routine two that didn't have a four-way package, particularly a list on which a nice juicy item had been grabbed and it was incomplete, and then the list had been continued. I'd look for this and repair that and then go on. There actually aren't a whole lot of other things that go wrong. I mean, you haven't got an unlimited number of things that go wrong. But you've done routine two. You've got a two-way package. Now you can't find the PC's goal. Let me emphasize that. You can't find the PC's goal. You're just trying and you can't. Don't borrow trouble, because this condition might exist and you still can find the PC's goal. Look there, the old routine two, and by George, what do you see? You see something on which they found two packages and neglected the last one. Or the last item they found on the thing, there were two items found, and the last one found didn't match up good, so they didn't go on. You find that list was incomplete, or you got a four-way package, the way I saw the other day. They got a four-item package, except three of the items came off one list. Sure enough, the only goal that the PC could give was the last item. The last routine two item. He gave the goal of that item. That's the only thing that fired on the list. Interesting, huh? All you have to do is complete it, make sure that you got it all the way around. Yet it has that liability. This can happen. Now, if you see a PC who's very sad and continuously sad and has gone on being sad for a long time, then somebody has found an item on a list, monkeyed with the item, and then continued the list, but that was the item on the list. You understand? The item will still be sitting there. The item will still have some RS on it, even though it was opposed. It's abandoned. Or you will find that somebody has found an item on a list, has opposed it, got another item, but hasn't completed the package. Those are about the only two things that can go wrong in routine two. If you know those things, you can get RSs back on that have shut off and so forth. But life also shuts off RSs. And fortunately, there's another way of picking that all up, and that's just give the PC marvelous, excellent auditing, prep checking, and that sort of thing on and on. You make them feel better. But actually, this is a much longer job and shouldn't be attempted. What should be attempted is the repair of the routine, too. It's a mistake to leave extant any loose items in routine two. They should be completed. The package should be made up with four RIs. And that way, you won't have much trouble finding the PC's goal. But unless you complete that, such a package, there might be one of them, there might be two of them left incomplete. Unless those are completed on the PC, whether now reading or not, the PC's RR or RS may shut off and you not find the goal, or you may just be able to find the goal of the last item there and you can't find any other goal because the PC's stuck. See that? But at the same time, this is a workable tool because we are not villains. Spite of the American Mess Association, that's an organization over there that owns the government. They operated on so many senators and left their tools in so many congressmen's guts that they eventually now are able to take the companion tool, which they keep in a laboratory, and electric shock it, and the tool left in the stomach of the senator, congressman vibrates, you see, and they all vote the right way. That's the way that's done. It's whole track magic, actually. Anyway, this organization, to the contrary, things we do in Scientology are not evil. Life can wrap somebody's routine two around the corner, and that's why you must continue to know your routine two. You've got that. So routine two shouldn't exist actually as a process on which we would engage enthusiastically unless we couldn't do 3M. And we've still got something, however, we can do called routine two that's so similar to 3M that it's very easy to know. It has a different frequency. It's 50 items instead of 25 beyond the last reading item. You're not operating against a goal, a few things like that. You get a package of four in routine two. You don't get packages of four in routine 3M. You get packages of 30 or packages of 50 or however many items there are in the GPM. That's the size of the package is the GPM. In routine two, when you can't get an RS or an RR to turn on in 3M or routine two, it's been turned off by life. So therefore, you sure better know what routine two is, because routine two applied against the person's life will turn back on the rock slam and rocket read. Life being much rougher in South Africa than other places, none of the officers down there are able to get on any RSs. I consider this very interesting, because all they'd have to do is take some kind of an assessment of somebody's life. You know, what has your life consisted of? That's all they'd have to say. What has your life consisted of? And do a list or something like that. Or what isn't part of your life, either one or the other. Life has turned off the person's RS and RR. When you can't get an RS and RR on a person, then you must consider that life has turned it off. Well, strangely enough, the goal will usually shine through. That's weird. It's almost the last thing to go out. So you have a good chance that the goal will rocket read anyway. So you wouldn't start with routine two. You'd start with 3M. And then 3M is now unsuccessful because in listing goals on the meter, we see no RSs. No RSs, no RRs. And we continue to list until we get a motionless tone arm. We have no RSs, we have no RRs. We must assume at that point that life has turned this person's RS and RR off to such a degree that the goal is not available. It's there, but it won't read. What do we do? What do we do? I know that's a pretty rough assignment. That's not going to happen in lots of cases. You had better choose some zone or area in that person's life where the person's routine too has gone awry. And instead of giving you a long number of pat lists, just let me say that. The routine too has gone awry. What do you mean the routine too has gone awry? Well, I don't know. He used to fight with his wife and she's dead. Well, isn't that an incomplete series of items? He was in the army, and there aren't any battles anymore. And yet he had to be a member of the peacetime forces under duress for a long time. That sort of looks like he had an op term, and then somebody continued the list. Well, same condition. Well, knowing that, and knowing that life is a routine too in its way, and if they're incomplete packages and a lot of other things, it seems to me you could fool around with somebody that you couldn't get an RR on or an RS on, and you could get it back on just by going over his life and turning it back on by completing some of the items. How would you complete the items? Well, who or what in your life would you rather not fight with? Who in your life have you fought with? Something like this. All of a sudden something starts firing. Well, carry the package on around the line. You get something, one thing to fire, carry it on around four times. You get back to the beginning on the thing, you'll be able to go down this old goals list that you did and just calling it off, maybe calling each goal twice or something like that. All of a sudden, just to be sure, why, one of those goals that didn't read before now are ours. Simple, huh? Well, that's why you should know routine too. But I would say this. If you can do 3M on somebody, don't monkey with routine two. But if you can't do 3M on somebody, and nobody can find the goal, then you've got to do routine two. You got that? So therefore, you have to do routine two well so as not to cut off somebody's RRRS. That's about the size of it. Now, the only thing that has to be corrected in 3M that I know of that is anything serious that would cause 3M to go awry is this one. I'm going to give you this awful fast. I told Z Unit there, and they were all very happy about it. But let me give you what you have to do. Never, 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 never prep check. Never, 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 never list as a source list. Be listed as an item list when it comes up, but not as a source list. With anything in it except the exact statement of the goal beginning with two. Now, you got that. Never list anything else. Now, what do I mean by that? Don't ever list for a source list on the goal opposed list, step two, the formation step there, that's got to be changed. That's what's changed. You don't take those four lines. I'll tell you why in a moment. The source list is always on the goal to catch catfish. Who or what would to catch catfish oppose? I don't care if the PC can't answer it. That's all you dare list. And you never prep check a goal in any other way than on to catch catfish, has anything been suppressed? You see that? On to catch catfish, has anything, you know, been, you know? You never say, on the goal to catch catfish. You never list a source list, for instance, who or what would the goal to catch catfish oppose? Never, never, never. You never list who or what would somebody or something with the goal to catch catfish oppose. Never, never. It's a goof. And you never list who or what would catching catfish oppose. Never, never, never. And you never prep check. And you never call the goal. And you never put the midroots in on the goal in any other way than on to catch catfish. Has anything been suppressed? You understand? Why? Well, I was swimming around at the bottom of the GPM the other day. That's the third GPM. I'm almost there at the bottom of it. And it went 24 items deep in it without its goal, and I know all about this.
Blah, blah, blah. See? Christ, don't let it happen to me again. This was wild, awful.
I never went down so far, came up so far. I felt like one of these skin divers, you know, whose flask of air has been filled with chlorine gas, not oxygen, you know, something like that. I was down at the bottom of the, it's something like swimming in the bottom of the Philippine Deep. Swimming around down in the bottom of this thing, I was struck by something very peculiar. And you'll find it's very, very interesting, too. There are reliable items in, I dare say, everybody's GPM called the goal to catch catfish, whatever the goal is, you see. Interesting, isn't it? That's an RI. It's not the goal. And there'll be an item. Somebody with the goal to catch catfish. That'll be an item, a reliable item, somewhere down near the bottom of the chain. And there'll be a reliable item, catching catfish. There will be people who catch catfish, but there will also be catching catfish. Oh, and way down at the bottom, which started the whole thing, is just the goal all by itself, and that's all you can use, to catch catfish. That starts the channel. You've got that at the bottom. But then up, just up from it somewhere, is somebody with the goal to catch catfish, you understand? And across from that, or up the line a little bit further, is catching catfish. That's another terminal RI. And there'll be another one, pretty horrible to contemplate. There'll be another one there, somebody or something with the goal to catch catfish, don't you see? And there's, in other words, anything but the goal is liable to be an RI. Now, the funny part of it is you won't run into this on the first. You could get away with it almost all the way through, perhaps on the first GPM, because in the first place, the item is so deep that it won't read and isn't even restimulated. On the first, second GPM, something like that, is way down the line. It's maybe item 23 from the top. Terrific. 23 RIs deep into the GPM, you get this item. See? Somebody with a goal to catch catfish. Or the goal to catch catfish. 23 items deep. So you can, of course, find the goal and prep check it, you see, on the goal to catch catfish. Has anything been suppressed? And that'll be just fine. But you get about halfway down through the bank, and you're saying, on the goal to catch catfish, anything been suppressed? Well, I didn't read. Needle's getting rather tight. On the goal to catch catfish, anything been suppressed? Well, the needle's rather tight, and so forth. Well, there's nothing on there. Has anything been suggested? Anything failed to reveal? Has the stake been raised? Or anything been careless about? Anything been... Well, there's no reads on this any place, and the goal isn't firing, therefore it's gone. Well, yeah, you're not prep-checking the goal. You're prep-checking the reliable item, the goal to catch catfish. Now, if you did a clear test not knowing this, you would be in trouble, because the line for the clear test must be, who or what would to catch catfish oppose? Otherwise, you're going to overlist the item by listing who or what would the goal to catch catfish oppose. You're now going to overlist the item, which is in the bank, the goal to catch catfish. And, of course, you're not going to get any reads, so you're going to say the guy is clear as a bell. You hit him and he goes thud. You see that thing? Well, actually, I probably never would have tumbled to this or really found it out or anything else or had anything to do with it or had to get in my road in any way if I hadn't goofed by going 24 items deep into the third GPM without a goal.
And then it was getting pretty desperate. Things were getting very desperate. And all of a sudden, the tone arm went up to 5, and the RS and the RR and everything else turned off. And we were looking for the new goal, and we listed about 200 goals, and I was going this way and this way. And whoa, what's this, and so forth, and nothing moved, no TA action. And then all of a sudden, I cognited on the fact, well, that was the goal. We found it clear back there. Only, it has since been called the goal. So therefore, it wouldn't prep check, because there is an item in here. Which is the same as the auditors used on the PC to find the goal. The PC, of course, gets this confused with the item when the goal is being, so the goal won't read. Well, you ordinarily wouldn't notice this because you had to gotten into trouble. It isn't anything that is catastrophic. But nevertheless, this could happen. That you're trying to clean up the goal to get it to fire, and you're 2 RIs away from somebody with the goal to catch catfish. And you want a list because you've run out of RR and so forth. You want to list this again, and you were using somebody or something with a goal to catch catfish or something like that. You'd re-stimulate this item. Actually, it has to be very exact. Well, I think that's very interesting. It's caught by a fluke. It isn't actually too much of a mistake because right at the top, the goal to catch catfish is 23 RIs away. And it isn't likely to re-stimulate, so you ordinarily wouldn't notice this. You'd have to get into some kind of a jam down at the bottom of the bank without a goal and keep running into this foolish item. This item, see? This item. Well, of course, it was the goal, except the goal to read had to have the garbage knocked off of it. And then if we just read the goal, we were all set. Don't say the goal. So just leave out somebody or something with the goal, the goal, all those things, because they're items. You talk about a gimmicked up mess, you know. Thetan really gimmicked himself up with this kind of stuff, you know, man. I mean, it's marvelous the frequency with which he did it. But of course, we're all traveling the same track. We've gotten into the same traps. We're ordinarily playing pretty much the same game, and we've fallen for the same swindles, and we perpetrated the same swindles on one another. So it's no wonder that the thing compares as nicely in frequency. But this one is really one that if I hadn't found it, some of you guys would get looped around the telephone pole. You'd feel sad. Well, the GPM isn't composed like this. See, it's all clear. There is no RR and no RS on the PC's meter. So therefore, the PC must be clear, except the tone arm is at 6, and the needle is stuck in the exact middle of the dial. And yet we can't get anything to read. No, you've shut off the PC's RS and RR. The goal isn't even cleared up. The rule is, don't use anything but 2 when you're designating. It's always who or what would 2 catch cat. I don't care if the PC can't list it. Just bully him. He says, oh, you have to say the goal. I can read the goal. I can read something or somebody that would have this goal. I could read that. I mean, I could answer that, but I can't. I can't. You say, son, I'm very, very sorry. And life is sometimes cruel. Many are called and few are chosen. You happen to be chosen because you're sitting in the auditing chair. Answer the question. Who or what would to catch catfish oppose? Oh, well, you put it that way, and he'll go ahead and do it. Otherwise, you can collapse the bank, see, on something like this. You probably can re-stimulate it. If you pull this gag as a prep check halfway down through the bank, 2 items away from that, your prep check would be beautifully flat, your needle would get beautifully stuck, and you'd all come out all right because you'd find it in a couple of minutes anyway when you went on down the line, but you would be upset for that length of time. And the possibility exists that you will sometimes miss a goal. That's a possibility. It wouldn't happen ordinarily, but you sometimes will miss a goal. You're saying, all right, now we're going to check this out. Now, on the goal to catch catfish, has anything been suppressed? No, hell, nothing's been suppressed on the goal to catch catfish. It's 23 items down the bank. How can anything be suppressed on it? It's just in total concrete. So you get no read, and On the goal to catch catfish? I'll now read the goal. You say to catch catfish, You can also make a mistake. You say, well, we're checking an item. We're checking an item here. The PC, when he thinks the item, when the auditor reads the item, why, it doesn't rocket read, but when the PC thinks the item, it does rocket read. No, the difference there is the auditor isn't calling the wording of the item. There's nothing like this, you understand? You understand? If the auditor calls the item correctly, the item will read on the meter. But the PC is thinking something else, which is what causes the thing. He's got a word or two tacked onto it. That's why it's reading, see? The PC thinks the goal to never know my own mind, you see? And the auditor calls off to never know. And the PC thinks to himself, to never know my own mind, rocket read, you see? And the auditor notices then that when the auditor calls the goal to never know, why, the PC gets no RR. But when the PC thinks the goal, the auditor dubs this in. He says, well, PC thinks the goal to never know. PC thinks the goal to never know. He gets a rocket read. But when I say the goal to never know, I don't get a rocket read. Now, what is all this about? Well, what it's all about is the PC is thinking, whether he knows it or not, to never know my own mind. All right, now the auditor is calling off the goal, which has ceased to rocket read because it's exhausted, and the PC is thinking, the auditor is calling off to catch catfish, and the PC is thinking the goal to catch catfish, which is rocket reading. In other words, when the auditor calls something out and it doesn't read, but when the PC thinks of it and it rocket reads, then the auditor isn't calling what the PC is thinking. You got that? You'll see that phenomenon in lots of cases. I don't think you can audit a case without running into that once or twice somewhere down the line. Just inquire what the PC's thinking. That's the one out of that. But this other one, you got to lay that in brass. I'll get out a bulletin and correct the thing. There's only one other correction on that particular 3M bulletin that I might as well mention in parting here, and that is that it says it only has to read once. There's four words missing out of that bulletin. It says it in the checkout of the goal. It only has to read once. You understand? That's once in three times said consecutively, you see? On the original words, was once in three times read. See? It's the three times read consecutively. Once. Only one of those needs to rocket read in order to for a checkout to pass. Well, there's various reasons for that. It may read twice for the auditor and only once for the checkout person. Now, checkouts in general are best done by the PC's auditor reading the thing to the PC in the auditing place, in their auditing places, and seen by an instructor who is not auditing the PC. That'll save you a great deal of time on checkouts. In other words, the auditor goes and gets a supervisor or an instructor and brings them back, sits down, straightens up the item and calls it on the PC, and the thing is seen to rocket read by the instructor, who then reaches over and initials the auditor's report to the fact that he has checked it out, checked out item so-and-so, such-and-such. He's just seen it, see? He's seen it read. Now, I probably have mixed you up by talking about Routine 2 and Routine 3 indiscriminately. In actual fact, these are simply, well, they're cousins. Their rules are so faintly different that it is almost impossible to differentiate any other way, that one is the outside perimeter of the GPM and the other is the inside perimeter of the GPM. Almost everything that you say about 3M is true about Routine 2, but there's one thing it isn't. You can always extend the 3M list. You found an item, fish hooks. And so you found it, and there it sits. And whether you did anything with it or not, you can extend the goal of POSE or the RI list, and you can find fishing lines. And it are ours. You can put them both on the line plot, and the PC is not in the least bit damaged. In other words, you can find a second item if there's a tick left on the source. You can always find a second item. You can even take a source point with no tick on it and extend the list and very often wind up with another item. And it won't jam up the PC and it won't upset him. In actual fact, you should never do more than one goal opposed list. Don't do more than one goal opposed list on 3M because you get extra dead-ended things. But you can always extend 3M lists. You can't do that with routine 2. You can't do it. One other thing I'd like to say is, when do you find the new goal? The new goal must be found at the rocket reading blowdown. There is a blowdown on the meter complete with rocket reads when you get down to the base of the goal. And it goes, and it blows itself on down, and it blows itself down for maybe 4 or 5, and it goes down, down, down. You'll see a couple of these maybe. Early on, it goes from 4 or 5 only to 4 with a, and you'll also see the PC cognite the thing with rocket reads, occasional rocket reads. But this is a real vicious one, and it goes right on down to clear read from wherever you were. In other words, the meter's rocket reading all the way, and you're bringing it down with the tonar, and you just see that thing firing all by itself. The PC isn't thinking anything, man. It's just pow, 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 pow. It looks like the doggonedest bunch of rocket reads you ever saw in your life. And it's all going off automatically, and it come right down to the PC clear reader somewhere near it, or even below it. Well, at that point, you stabilize the item you've just found by just saying that's it and so forth, and that's fine, and put it on the line plot and that sort of thing. And right at that point, you find the PC's next goal. That's the place to ask the PC for his next goal. Now, that's the place to ask the PC for his next goal, because I can't count on you catching the free needle which follows the blowdown. It'll come immediately afterwards, but it's sometimes very brief. But you want the PC's next goal. You ask him for his next goal. You do a little goals list. You don't toss this off, you know. You actually do a little goals list on the meter and watch the thing for rocket reads. And all of a sudden, pew, and that's fine. You go over a couple of more, and pew, and a couple of more RSs, and so on. You got this little goals list. The PC starts looking very disinterested. Well, the truth of the matter, you probably got your goal on the list. So you go back over them rapidly, and you just read them once and see which one are ours. And the one that are ours, you give it a prep check. Now, the funny part of it is that you actually can get the goal of an item if your PC is messed up in any way. You can get the goal of an item. And the way it'll behave is it rocket reads a little bit. You know, it may rocket read 6 times, start RSing, and then diminishes, and then goes down and disappears. That's the goal of an item about to be found. So there's got to be a little prep check on this goal, you see. Now, the real one just keeps rocket reading. It just keeps rocket reading, and then it'll get suppressed, and then it'll come back, and it'll rocket read some more, and it gets suppressed, and it'll come back and rocket read. And the more you prep check it, the better it rocket reads, and so forth, and it doesn't go off into an RS. You can take an RS and by a brief mid-route prep check, create right in front of you an RR. You can always do that. But anyway, to be very precise about this, that's when you ought to find the PC's goal, with a list and with a little prep check of the new goal and all that sort of thing. And then you go right on doing what you were doing. You go right on down the same spiral staircase, and you'll find out that there are various things there to be opposed. You don't do a new oppose list. It's just that the next item or two coming up are actually under this new goal. They're not under the old goal. And therefore, you don't have to stop. You just go on down the spiral staircase. But look, never go more than 2 items if you can help it, and 4 at the absolute outside into GPM without finding somebody's goal. Don't go, absolutely don't ever go more than 4. Let me tell you, that's going to be tough enough. Preferably 2 is about all you want, and preferably find it when the needle goes free, and you get a free needle right after this blowdown. There's when you should find your next goal. Don't carry on into a GPM without a goal, because you're now dragging a thing called a missed withhold, called one goal. And that's really miserable. Now, there's nothing more much that I have to communicate to. I communicated it all at once here. Except this. Just because a GPM formed by reason of your never having confronted these problems, but only the solutions, just because a GPM formed, because you didn't ever confront it, is no reason you can't confront it, and is no reason at all you can't audit it with great ease. You hear me? That's important. Because an auditor gets the idea, because of course the whole GPM is based on the fact that it is unconfrontable, because had to have solutions, because one couldn't confront the problems, you understand? Therefore, the auditor, being ordered to run it, starts to get very nervy indeed. And he may think it's utterly impossible, and it goes by some other rules, and goes into a terrific dispersal, simply because he's asking to be confronted, being asked to confront this thing which he never before confronted. He's got a GPM, so he's never confronted it. Well, my answer to that is, confront it. Just because you never have is no reason you can't. And the auditor, as an auditor, has simply got to confront it, that's all, and clear up whoever he's clearing and so forth, and then he'll have a clear on his hands. It is not only not impossible to do, it is probably the easiest and most rewarding auditing you will ever do, because there's actually nothing much there to confront. That's probably the biggest trick of all. Okay, I hope that brought you up to date. I always try to give you the latest dope, and in particular, any place I have goofed, even slightly, I tell you before you tell me. That's my motto. Thank you very much, and good night.